A deadline is approaching in the state of Florida. Convicted felons have been appealing based on DNA evidence, but the state says it will stop hearing new appeals after October 1st. We'll have an update in the next half hour of All Things Considered. But first, the nation's air traffic controllers are in the midst of a confrontation with the federal government. 2 decades ago, 13,000 controllers went on strike and President Ronald Reagan fired them. Now, another Republican president wants to expand the use of privatized controllers, contractors who are not officially federal employees. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports on an intense political battle.
In the aftermath of the controllers' strike, the federal government began to staff some of the nation's smallest airports with privately contracted controllers. Over the next 20 years, the number of facilities with these controllers grew to more than 200. But controllers who worked for the Federal Aviation Administration felt secure in their jobs after President Clinton designated the air traffic control system as an inherently governmental function. The Bush White House disagreed and last year changed the designation to commercial. The controllers went on the offensive.
This isn't about our jobs. It's about safety. It's about the flying public.
David Brosco directs airplanes at Seattle's Boeing Field, a facility not far from downtown that handles non-commercial flights. It's one of dozens of airports that have been identified by the federal government as places where the airspace is less complex and using private controllers might make economic sense. Though 11 of those on the list, including Boeing Field, are among the 50 busiest airports in the country. Brosco says before anyone thinks of privatizing more controllers, they should remember September 11th.
We all remember the outrage we felt when we found out that the baggage screeners were run by a private company and that their staffing and their jobs were not being done adequately. There was a great outcry for that. And instantaneously, within a month, I would say, that they were a federalized agency. We're now doing the exact opposite of what happened then. We're taking the public safety and we're moving it into the private sector.
The FAA administrator, Marion Blakey, emphatically rejects the comparison between airport screeners and contract controllers. She notes that most of the private controllers used to be controllers for the FAA or for the military.
The contract employees and the contract pilots are doing an excellent job by anyone's standards. The inspector general just looked at their performance again.
To be sure, there are competing claims as to the safety of using more privatized controllers, but the evidence is inconclusive on either side. Whatever the substantive issues, this is largely a political fight. Earlier this year, the controllers successfully lobbied both the House and the Senate to adopt language in the FAA's reauthorization bill that expressly banned any additional privatization of the air traffic control workforce. The White House threatened a veto. And when the House and Senate versions went to a conference committee for reconciliation, the Bush administration worked behind the scenes to get the language changed dramatically. Gone was the prohibition against privatizing, and in its place, language that expressly permits private controllers at 69 of the airports on the list, though nowhere else. Many congressional Democrats were infuriated by the legislation that emerged from the conference committee. Minnesota's James Oberstar spoke out at a hearing this past week.
I believe process makes this governmental system believable, tolerable, and functional. And process has been violated.
During the hearing, the Bush administration insisted it has no immediate plans to replace any government controllers with those on private contracts. Daryl Jenkins, director of the Aviation Institute at George Washington University, an academic organization funded by both the federal government and the airline industry, has been watching this political drama.
This is one of the most remarkable stories in a truly remarkable town that I think I've ever seen. The administration is expending an enormous amount of political capital. They have absolutely nothing to gain from this fight and everything to lose.
But FAA Administrator Marion Blakey says an important principle is at stake. The FAA has to be efficient and cost-effective.
The idea that we should somehow hold everything frozen in time and be prescribed as to how we manage things makes no sense. No one in the private sector, from a management standpoint, would see this as being a plus.
The FAA's entire funding bill is now in limbo. Congress and the White House have just agreed to extend the agency's funding for 30 days while they try to resolve the matter. It isn't going to be easy. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.